Well, I'm delighted to be here. I mean, it's a wonderful orchestra, and it's got a tremendous future ahead. I'm so excited by what I see in Tampa Bay. And what I've seen working with the orchestra already is just, it's thrilling to me. And I think the relationship with the audience is growing, ever increasingly wonderful. And I think we're all in for a really tremendous ride together. So it wasn't a difficult decision for me. My wife is from here, so I knew the area very well. I proposed to her on Clearwater Beach. My mother-in-law lives here, so there was all sorts of other things, but the main reason I'm here is the music making with this fantastic orchestra.
Well, the Florida Orchestra is absolutely stellar. We've done so much for them. I've always enjoyed the picnics in the park. When you have 20,000 people in Vinoy Park and the sun setting and the orchestra performing, it just doesn't get any better than that sometimes.
No, it's truly wonderful, and I think that's a really fine example of all the work that we do in the community. One of the big missions this year is to become increasingly relevant and to show this wonderful Tampa Bay community that we really are your orchestra. We go into the hospitals and into the schools. We go to the places where people can't always come to our concerts, and we don't want our boundaries to be limited by the size of the concert hall, but by the size of our community. So all the work that we do, we really do serve the community in our best way. And of course, when you have a Floridian sunset and 20,000 people, it is a pretty spectacular occasion.
It really is. And the fact that you've said, you know, you're working on making the orchestra more approachable, more relevant, it didn't always be that way. It always seemed like it was for a certain audience in a certain place. But it's not like that anymore.
No, that's right. Michael Pastorek, our CEO, has often spoken that we've moved from being sort of a museum or a curator of masterworks to becoming something more of a service orchestra, more out serving the community. And I think in today's day and age, people recognize, of course, the power of music, particularly in education. When we see children study music, we have so many scientific proofs that it improves their kinetic skills, their mathematical skills, linguistic, all sorts of different things. And of course, just their social skills when playing in orchestra. So whatever we can do to help young people come to our concerts, and that's why we have our Classical Kids program, which means any child under the age of 18 with a parent is able to come to any of our masterworks for free. We really do want the music to reach out, and particularly for the young people, because it's so tremendously life-enhancing.
It really is. I have to say that my musical skills are fairly limited to clarinet in high school, but to watch the musicians on stage when they're performing, to me, it's just, I can't take my eyes off them and their skill, and they look like they're having such a wonderful time also.
Well, thank you, and I think that's absolutely right. There's something about watching a concert, not just listening to it on radio, not just listening to a performance on CD. When you see the kinetic power of musicians working together, it really is a micro society. There's something so glorious about how we do truly work together. And so much of it, of course, is unspoken. We watch, we observe. And the power of a concert when everybody builds up to that great climax. And also, you mustn't underestimate the power of listening together. There's something so intense and so powerful about the shared experience of listening to music together. And that's why, for me, the concert hall is perhaps the most rewarding artistic experience, not just to perform, but equally just to be there as a listener.
It is a magnificent experience. Speaking of magnificent, we've got a great gala coming up, the second annual fundraising gala for the Florida Orchestra with Michael Feinstein. Have you ever had the pleasure of working with him before?
No, we've spoken by phone, and we're really looking forward to meeting each other this week and to work together. He's a fantastic artist, and part of this year, we've been spinning an American thread through the year, and of course, to have Michael Feinstein, who is the great curator and performer of the Great American Songbook, it just seems such a perfect tie-in. And he's a truly wonderful artist, so gifted, so generous in the way that he really tries to look after the composer's music, and he was the assistant, I believe, to Ira Gershwin for many years, and now, of course, is looking after the music of Gershwin, Irving Berlin, performing music by Frank Sinatra, or music written for Frank Sinatra. So it's just a really glorious, uplifting, wonderful evening of music. The fact that it's a gala is so important, because actually, I think people aren't always aware that an orchestra really doesn't make that much money from tickets. In fact, actually, only about 30 to 35% of our revenue comes from ticket sales and concerts. The rest is through support. And this is a wonderful way for people to support their orchestra by coming to attend a glamorous, glorious evening. What better way to help support something so artistically important?
Oh, I completely agree with you. It's wonderful when you get out of the community and you do the free concerts, but somebody has to pay the bills. And getting dressed up and doing a gala night, that's a wonderful way to do it.
I know, isn't it? If only our tax bill was so glamorous. It's something really, isn't it lovely about the fact that you can come along, listen to a truly great artist singing truly great music, which is just so joyous, and with other people all looking preposterously glamorous. I mean, it just is a wonderful way to spend an evening, and a wonderful way to get involved with the orchestra. So if you haven't even heard the orchestra before, well, this is a tremendous introduction.
It really is, and it's really quite affordable. The tickets start at $50, $75, $100, and $150, and that's the same price as last year, so that's a nice evening out, and not too hard on the pocketbook.
No, that's right, and of course this is one of our most expensive in that sense, but of course it's done for the reason of supporting the orchestra, and I think it is reasonable, especially if you compare it to other orchestras around the country who charge. And who do charge a tremendous amount more. But we really try to make this approachable for everybody. In all of our ticket pricing across the entire season, whether it's in Masterworks, Pops, Coffee Concerts, whatever it is, we really try to make us the Tampa Bay Orchestra.
And it's a valuable, valuable resource. And this is something we don't want to go by the wayside. So supporting the Florida Orchestra by going to the gala concert would be a great way to do that. What can they expect that night from you and Michael?
Well, there will be some absolutely fabulous music, music which they'll all know and love so much. Isn't it romantic? They can't take that away from me. I love a piano. Hooray for Hollywood. And all sorts of Frank Sinatra medleys as well. I mean, it's just the arrangements are top quality. So to hear someone singing these great classics with a full orchestra behind and, of course, his wonderful playing, it really is just a spectacular occasion. It's sort of all that glamorous old Hollywood that we all know and love from the 1940s, 50s onwards. It's just that pure, wonderful age of Hollywood glamour, perfectly packaged into one evening. It's a really tremendous occasion. And artistically, I'm so looking forward to it because he's such a absolutely fabulous performer.
And there has to be a little room for dancing with that kind of music.
If anybody feels the urge to dance, I encourage you. No problem with me at all. You pay for the ticket, you can dance. That's no problem with us at all. I'm sure I'll be gyrating on the podium in some sort of mildly unrhythmic English manner.
Oh.
But I'll be getting involved as well.
Well, we'll be making sure to be a rolling video on that.
Nothing on YouTube, please.
No, we won't do that. We'll treat you with the proper respect. We'll behave ourselves for one evening.
No, that's fine. You're most welcome. And we really are a very relaxed orchestra in that sense as well. We want people to come and to enjoy themselves and not to feel like they're entering into some sort of austere artistic environment. It's nothing like that. The staff, the orchestra, everyone involved in TFO is just really wanting to make people feel welcome, to feel loved, and to feel important. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to be involved in music.
It really is. The gala is coming up on Saturday, June 30th at the Mahaffey Theater in St. Pete. You can go to WDUV.com. We'll set you up with all the information and link you to the tickets. Well, Maestro Francis, thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Tremendous. Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you at the gala.